A local rabbi is heading to prison for trying to have sex with an underage boy. He was in court this afternoon, and so was our Harry Boomer. Harry joins us live now with the rest of the story. Harry.
You know, soliciting sex with minors is against the law. When someone gets caught, they often pay the cost. And as of today, Rabbi Stephen Weiss of Pepper Pike is sitting in a jail cell here at the Justice Center.
Through my actions, I have betrayed my own values, betrayed my family, my friends, and community, and inflicted extraordinary hurt and pain.
Rabbi Stephen Weiss is now heading to jail, having pleaded guilty to attempting to have sex with a teen boy.
This individual chose to drive to a location to engage in sexual activity with a 15-year-old. That is a 45-year difference.
I watched as Rabbi Weiss patiently sat in the parking lot of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo where we first located his car while he arranged the meeting with his child.
Commander David Fattari of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force says this type of sexual exploitation is not unusual.
Since 2003, the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit has arrested more than 3,800 child exploitation offenders.
The rabbi claims an old brain injury and medications caused him to solicit sex. He chatted online with who he thought was a teen male.
Some of these chats state, "Good morning, sexy. How's it going? I love that you're adventurous. Tell me more."
His chats included a whole lot more, and they were so explicit, we cannot legally let you hear them on TV.
He wants to tell this court that he was forced to move. He lost his job. Those are the repercussions of his actions, no one else's. And that's not punishment from this court.
I do not know if anything I do can ever make up for the harm that I have caused. But I will dedicate the rest of my life to seeking to heal that which I have broken.
Rabbi Stephen Weiss was sentenced for unlawful sexual conduct with a male minor. He was sentenced for 6 months for a second crime as well. He will be out in 6 months. He's serving two concurrent sentences. That is, one right after the other. So he'll be back out on the streets in less than a year. I'm Harry Boomer, 19 News.